Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. I am chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Benchmark Metals is focused at the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project located in the Golden Horseshoe of Northern British Columbia. Now, the company does already have a resource just short of 3 million ounces in the inferred and indicated categories. A lot of that is actually in indicated, 2.1 million ounces. That resource is made up of mainly three different resource areas. We're going to be talking about the Duke's Ridge area here that does encompass almost 110,000 ounces of that resource. So it's one of the smaller areas in that total resource. The company did just release news Friday of last week, April 29th. Headline number says Benchmark drills 57 meters of 2.52 grams per ton gold equivalent. This is hole two. It also includes a higher grade section of just over 9 meters of 6.87 grams per ton gold and 182 grams per ton silver. So that equals a little over 9 grams per ton gold equivalent. Jim, I want you to outline the location of that drill hole compared to where the 2021 resource estimate pit shell was, because figure one shows that it was located outside of that pit shell. I'll post figure one below this interview. Take us through the location and what it means for growing the resource then, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. The drilling that was completed late last year in 2021 and early this year in 2022 is now showing that the Duke's Ridge deposit has large potential for growth on strike and at depth. We're now showing mineralization goes beyond 300 meters total depth. And we think Duke's Ridge is now one of the big opportunities for creating more gold and silver ounces. These are indeed drill intercepts that are worthy of open pit mine. We're drilling to depth. We're drilling at surface, filling in some of the gaps. And I think that resource that was put out last year in this smallest area of our land package of just over 100,000 ounces has opportunities now to perhaps double or triple in size in a very short time period. So it's providing us rewards from the drill bit that will translate to rewards in an updated resource estimate.
So we can see within figure one where the 2021 resource pit shell was, and now this dotted line, just how much growth there is. Take us through the overall size in terms of what that pit shell was size-wise and now how much larger it could be, please.
Yeah, well, we've certainly almost doubled the vertical depth of mineralization, and it still remains open. It's drill indicated that it still remains open to depth. So one can infer if you double the depth that perhaps you double the resources, which is a very safe calculation to make. But what is happening is we're also seeing some very good grade at depth. So typical in this project is we see high grade material that is sitting below the pits. And perhaps in the future, this provides for some optionality to go from open pit mining to start and then revert to high grade underground mining below the pits.
Now, one thing to consider is that the open pit resource grade already is over a gram. It's 1.6 grams per ton. How does that possibly play into the economics where you have what is considered relatively high grade for an open pit, but then you're hitting this even higher grade deeper down?
Yeah, so the underground material will not have a impact on the economics because we're only considering open pittable material. And an underground scenario is only likely to happen much later in mine life, so it has less of an impact on near-term economics. So we're looking at three open pits, all which are at surface, of course. But open pit is a much more cost-effective mining method compared to underground.
Yes, it is. But just interesting to see, too, that you have the resource still open in a number of directions. Where's the drill turning in terms of, or where have other holes been drilled that might still be in the assay labs at this Duke Ridge deposit?
Yeah, so we still have more drilling coming back from Dukes at depth and along strike, but also filling in some gaps that we had from last year. So there's areas where we needed much tighter drill spacing, and this could infer that perhaps we have the ability to increase the grade at the Dukes deposit, but certainly also convert waste material to new economic ore material or tonnage in the center. So it was neglected years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when they were working this property. And it wasn't a concentrated effort by Benchmark over the last few years, because we had two other areas that had larger growth with drilling. And this is our, this is perhaps one of the big opportunities now, is to concentrate on Dukes with ounces near surface, but also relatively shallow to depth in open pittable fashion. And most certainly, the other thing that was encountered in last year's drilling is that the Dukes Ridge deposit now connects to our largest resource area, Cliff Creek. So the zones are growing, the tonnage is growing, and this should all lead to a much larger resource estimate that we anticipate being published in May. So we're only weeks away from a major milestone.
Yeah, that was another thing I was going to ask you, is if that resource estimate was still on track. Sounds like it is. Are these drill results going to be able to be included in that resource, though? It seems pretty tight.
They are indeed included in the resource. We're just completing modeling on Dukes Ridge now, but we've completed modeling in the two other areas, and they are now sitting with our third-party engineer to apply the numbers to it as a mineral resource estimate in the new 43-101.
So regarding economics, even as you said, the deeper material doesn't play a huge role in economics, but you also said that it looks like this Dukes Ridge zone is now connecting to the Cliff Creek area, which is the largest resource within that pool of resources. Is the focus going to be more on near surface discovery to truly connect these potential pits into one?
That's right. There will be a concentration on gaps or areas where we can put more ounces right at surface into our models. And that provides the best reward for economics in a mining scenario.
Okay. When we're talking about mining scenarios, there is also some other news that came out earlier last week, April 27th, talked about metallurgical results. And the headline says Benchmark achieves 93% gold recoveries and confirms strong precious metals results towards the path to gold and silver production. The silver recoveries came in at 65%. How did these results fit in line with some of your guys' estimates?
These were the numbers we were anticipating. We published some metallurgy over a year ago, but it was fairly early stage. This is more defined, examined in more detail. And it does confirm that when this mine goes into production, they will be pulling 93% of the gold from the outlying rocks. The silver recovery is perhaps more typical when you have two minerals to extract. The average recovery is about 65%, but we believe there's also opportunities to improve that number. But what we're starting to show now is that this is a real mining endeavor. We're very advanced on the engineering, and we already understand the processing methods. This is a very conventional processing route to recover gold and silver. It's cost-effective, and it's proven. It will be whole ore leaching, along with gravity separation and a Merrill-Crowe circuit for the silver. And this is a common process technique that's used through many mines throughout the world.
Okay, where do you see some ability to even further improve these recoveries?
I think recoveries will improve through refining the grind size and refining the additives and material or fluids that go into extraction of it. So as we go work through to a feasibility study in 2023, there is opportunities to hone and refine all these numbers for improvement.
Exactly. You still have some time to go through that. What's going to be really interesting is seeing what this upcoming resource comes in at. Jim, I do want to ask you, and as a shareholder, I'm interested in this as well, is that the stock did sell off a bit this month. Look, all stocks, all juniors seem to be under pressure, but benchmark, I'm curious, where do you think the selling's coming from? What can you tell us about the pressure that the stock's been under?
Yeah, it appears we've had a bit of retail pressure, shareholders selling on volume to put cash in their portfolio. And I think this is just, general risk associated with the current markets. We see the Dow Jones going into the red on almost a daily basis. You can see the likes of Google and Facebook and tech stocks. Some have lost near 70% of their value. This is just a factor or a macro factor across the entire investment landscape. And I think benchmark's just suffering from a piece of that. The good news is gold is holding in at $1,900. And all of the factors around the world with cost inflation and debt and rising inflation or rising interest rates all have a positive structural foundation to help raise the gold price. And that's where companies like Benchmark are going to benefit. I still believe there's a $2,000 gold price around the corner. And if you listen to some of the larger banks, they've been forecasting a $2,100 gold price by the end of this year. And I think we will move towards that in the coming months. And this will definitely benefit investor interest in increasing the market cap of Benchmark.
All right, Jim, in terms of future news then, look, the resource, it's coming next month. Any news in the interim that we should be expecting?
Yeah, I would anticipate seeing more news leading up to the resource, more drill news, perhaps a corporate update, and then the mineral resource estimate. And the mineral resource estimate is only one milestone. In June, we anticipate publishing the preliminary economic analysis. And this is our first engineering and economic study. And we would anticipate with this new resource that will increase and is also showing ounces near surface that we should have a very robust economic analysis here. This is a real mining endeavor. So the next 2 to 3 months will be very exciting.
All right, Jim, appreciate the update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Benchmark Metals. We'll follow along as some more news hits the market, especially following up on the back of the updated resource. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I'll get those answered for you. Jim, thank you for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, Corey. Take care.